Welcome to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. Hey, I am your host, Tim Madden, and what we talk about every single week, well, we talk about how we can help you, right? How we can help high-performing professionals design their careers and lives that they truly love. And of course, hey, this week is going to be a packed episode with value, so I'm really glad you're tuning in today. Hey, today we're going to be diving into what I believe to be the four keys that you have to master if you're in a job search or you're approaching a job search, especially at this executive level. Because here's the truth, the job market is not broken. Tremendous amounts of people are being hired every day. But the process most people are following is, right? They're applying for jobs online, right? Hoping and praying. They're not locking down next steps when they talk to a recruiter. There's so many errors, right? So whether you're actively searching or simply entertaining your next opportunity, right? This episode is going to give you some framework that we've used with just thousands of our clients here to move from like overlooked to in demand and get real offers on the table. And we're going to get into that super quickly. But first, hey, let me raise my cheer up a little bit. If you're tuning in live, let me know in the chat. You could be listening to this on Spotify or Apple, or you could be live now with me over on LinkedIn. Hey, as always, before we get started, do me a favor. If you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Let's get into today's episode. Number one of these four keys, clarity, 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 clarity. If you don't know exactly what you want, right? If you don't know exactly what you want, how is anyone, including yourself, help you going to get there? And here's what I really mean. Most executives come to us saying, hey, I'm open to anything in tech operations. I've worn a bunch of hats. I can do anything. And I get it. You're talented. But when your messaging is broad and vague, you're going to confuse the market. And confused people don't get hired. So how do you build clarity? Do me a favor. I'm going to give you 10 seconds so that you can take out a pen nearby, open a Word pad if you're walking or on the computer. How do you build clarity? You need to ask yourself three questions. Are you ready? What is your ideal role? Number one, what is your ideal role? Number two, what are your non-negotiables? What are your non-negotiables? And number three, what problems do you solve? So let's talk about defining your ideal role. What is the title, the industry, the company size, the culture? Is it remote, in person? How much are you making? Are you in a leadership role? How many people are you managing? Those are the basic questions you need to ask yourself as far as if you're trying to determine that ideal role. Okay. What are your non-negotiables? What are your deal breakers? If you don't define them, you're going to waste your time working on the wrong roles. And then number three, what problems do you solve? Every role is designed to solve a pain point. What executive level problem do you solve better than anybody else? Now, pause for a sec, right? Answer these three questions. I want to go back because this is the biggest mistake professionals make in a career search is they don't know exactly what they're targeting. Hi, Wendy. We at least got one here with me. I appreciate you. Thanks, Wendy. So, hey, you have to know what you're targeting. So you have to define your ideal role, know your non-negotiables, and know the problems you solve. That is number one. If you don't know where you're going, your ideal role, you will get lost. And that's why most people are lost. They're kind of like, hey, I'm a VP of marketing. There's still so many more questions you need to ask yourself. Now, number two, branding. Let's move into key two. Now, your resume and your LinkedIn, right, is like your digital storefront. So I have to ask you a question. Are you selling the executive level version of yourself, or are you selling an outdated version? The biggest issues I see with resumes is people have job duties and job descriptions, not impactful stories and stats to support it. Or they say, oh, my LinkedIn profile is just a digital resume. Or we're not clear on the personal value we provide. Branding at the executive level is about one thing, positioning. And you need to show what happens when a company bets on you. So let me give you a couple of examples. We want to use quantifiable things about our value and our value proposition. Hi, Ellie. Hope you're doing well. So we want to say things like we've grown revenue 58% year over year. We've scaled a team from 12 to 80. We've reduced operating costs by this many million. Or instead of being, you know, our headline as like, of operational leader, we want to say, hey, driving global ops, $100 million P&L leader. We need to update our about section. What do people see when they view your profile? Do they see a professional that can lead teams and bring tremendous amounts of value to their company? If they don't, why would they contact you? So use your about section with the short, compelling summary of who you are, what you solve, and the value you can bring to the organization. You are not a job seeker. Let me repeat that. Let's do a mindset check. You are not a job seeker. You are a solution. We are a solution in search of a business problem. One more time. We are the solution in search of a business problem. See, we need to brand ourselves accordingly. Now, number three, we're branded well. We have our digital storefront good to go. Hey, we have to get in front of people that can hire us, especially on LinkedIn. This is where most searches fall apart. People know what they're targeting specifically. They have good branding documents. They paid a writer, but now they don't know what to do. People think that applying online is a strategy. If I just sit and apply online all day, every single day, it's going to solve all my problems. Hey, Frank, how you doing? So with that being said, hey, you know that's not going to solve your problems. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. No career coaching company would exist. They'd be all resume companies and we'd be talking about having the best resume. We know that's not the case. Applying online is not a strategy. It's a black hole of hundreds of applicants per job. At the executive level, jobs aren't typically filled through conversations. They're filled through conversations, not applications. So what do we do instead? We need to optimize our profile. You need to start connecting with decision makers online on LinkedIn. So we need to target companies we'd be apt to work at and then target the hiring managers, the executives, the head of HR, if you will, is not a bad target inside these organizations. And we need to comment on posts, share insights, send direct messages, right? The sample message we use here when we're trying to connect with those professionals is, hey, John, I'm looking for my next position. Thought it made sense to connect. Over the past 20 years, I've done a couple of my stats. Does it make sense to have a conversation? You're going to get a lot further by targeting. I'll give you the example I use all the time is, hey, I'm looking for a director of marketing role inside mid-sized tech organizations. It's not that hard to look up every single VP of marketing on LinkedIn in a matter of seconds at mid-sized tech companies and start connecting with them, start commenting on their posts, start sharing insights with them. This works. But people think that they need to go viral. You don't need to go viral. We don't need to make posts that go viral. We need to be visible to the right people. And what happens is, okay, if we're connecting with people that are apt to hire us some way, somehow, and then we're commenting on posts, sharing insights of our own, we're not, you know, the problem is most people think of LinkedIn as like a social media app. It's not. It's a search engine for opportunities if you use it correctly. But most people don't know what they're targeting. They don't have good messaging. They don't know how to connect to people. They're applying online. And that's why we have the problem that we have right now. If people would just get more clear, update their branding documents, as we mentioned in key two, and then number three, knew how to actually get in front of decision makers and essentially tell them why we would be a good fit, there'd be a lot more people in the marketplace and a lot more businesses thriving too. You owe it to yourself, right? Your biggest problem right now, I say this every day to our clients, not enough people. Are you ready? You ready? Are you looking at me? Not enough people know you. Not enough people know you. If more people knew you, you would likely not be in this situation that you are right now. So we need to get known in my market, in your market, because I always say this too. The job you're going after right now, it may be difficult. Most of you, this is not your last opportunity. The next job you go after will be more difficult, right? Hard to move up the chain. Once you start making multiple six figures, these roles are political. They require a strategic approach, and every new role is going to be a little more difficult unless you can get known in your market for solving problems. Then number four, once you finally get on interviews, you have another hurdle that you're going to have to do. Compete with other people, likely most of the time, but you need to know, how do you convert interviews into offers? You need a process. Because if you're getting offers, well, sorry, interviews, but no offers, it's not a pipeline issue. It's not an interview issue. It's a conversion issue. Because most executives show up and treat interviews like it's like some conversation. But at this level, what are you being evaluated on? Strategic thinking, executive presence, business acumen, cultural fit. So how are you showing up to these interviews? Are you showing up with strategic thinking? I'm the problem solver. What are your problems? Am I displaying executive presence? Am I looking at you? Do I sound confident? Really need to ask yourself that. The marketplace is brutal right now, and there's just so many people in it. You have to stand out, ladies and gentlemen. You have to. So here's the simple structure I can share with you quickly. Okay. In an interview, they're going to say, tell me about yourself. This sets the foundation for the interview. The way we teach here at ECU, we give an icebreaker. We talk about why we're qualified with some stats and why we're interested in working at the company. That is, and it should be 60 seconds max. Number two, you have to ask the right questions. The questions we ask, I call it the two most important questions. Tell me what you're exactly looking for, regardless of the job description, something along those lines, right? And what are your challenges? It's the only reason you're on the interview, ladies and gentlemen. What are they looking for? What are their challenges? Let me ask them questions and let me see if I'm a good fit to solve that and be that for them. But first, we have to ask these questions and we have to clarify. Once we do that, then we can use the STAR method that most people know about: task, situation, action, result. But the important thing is asking the right questions and clarifying so we can position ourselves in a good position to answer that question. There is a lot more that goes into interviewing. Hey, if you need help with interviewing, we have an interview certification program. You can go to execupgrades.com/podcast. We can give you information on that. But most people on an interview just simply don't have a plan or process. And most people don't have a plan or a process for their career. But the funny thing is, they do have a plan and a process to generate more leads for the company, to grow revenue, to rebuild culture. See what I'm noticing right now? In life, there is a process. If you're a tech professional listening to this while driving or listening live, think about this. What happens when an error happens inside your technology infrastructure? You have probably some type of systematic approach that says, I'm going to check here, check here, check here. You have a troubleshooting technique and a process flow map to follow. As with anything in life, fitness plans, right? Getting better at skills, learning new skills. There is a process for the job search as well. You just have to learn it. And it's quite possibly more important than your four-year bachelor's degree, which you paid for, or your MBA. Because as sad as it is to say, I have a few friends that, nothing wrong, great people, right? But they've been unable to land high-level roles. So they're making $20 or $25 an hour and they have an MBA. That shouldn't be the case because they are smart people. But they just haven't taken the time to, ready? How do I elevate? What is my clarity? How do I brand myself effectively? How do I get in front of people that can hire me? And how do I know what to say so I'm not beat out on every single interview? Those are the minimum skills you need to learn and more to be successful in 2025. So let's bring it all home. If you're not getting traction in your search, you don't need to work harder. You need a better system and process. So we talked about clarity, knowing what you want, branding, positioning yourself as the solution, visibility, getting in front of those key decision makers on LinkedIn, and conversion, showing up with a plan, prepared to close the deal. Now, if you're listening and thinking, this all sounds great, but I don't know how to put it together, that is why we exist here at Executive Career Upgrades. We've had over 200 offers come in. I think we're approaching 2,500 interviews this year. You can book a consult with us at execupgrades.com/podcast. We'll walk you through your current challenges, map out what to do next. But most importantly, do me a favor. If you got value from this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share it with a fellow leader. Leave me a quick review over on Spotify. I would appreciate it so much. A great 5-star review about how awesome we are so we can get this podcast into the hands of more people. Because there's a lot of people out there struggling, ladies and gentlemen. And it really helps more people find the podcast so they have a plan. So they're not just applying for jobs online, crossing their fingers. Months and months go by. Their savings are running out. Don't let that be you. So until next time, do me a favor, stay focused, stay clear, and remember, success isn't randomly found. It's designed by systems and processes. Have a great day. Thank you.